Conor O'Donnell, man of the match. Conor, a goal and 4 points here against Dunloe, picking up another county medal. Brilliant performance by yourself today.
Ah, look, it's individual wars done, to be fair, but it's all about this team. You know, 12 months ago, we were here, put out in a semi-final against a tough Neaconnell team, you know, but we've done a lot in the last 12 months, you know, we're delighted to be back at the steps in McCool Park.
Just looking at today's performance, suppose going at half-time, you'd be scratching your head. Dunloe really brought it to you, Conor.
Ah, look, you've got to give them credit, you know. They haven't come here in merit, you know. They've came here, they beat everyone in front of them, you know. But, look, they put a tough task the whole game, you know. We came in at half-time. We tried to rejig a few things, you know. But, look, I was all about getting over the line today, to be fair.
Looking at the goal was a big score. And suppose it was a pivotal score as well, Conor.
Ah, look, it just sort of fell to me, right place, right time, you know. The ball came in, Parik. To be fair to him, caught it, laid it off, you know, and was just dropping to the foot and hopefully went in, you know. But look, it was a big score and a big turn point in the game, yeah.
It was a massive effort by the whole St. Eunan's club to get us back up to the steps this year again, and Barry and Brendan and Dalta. What does it mean to yourself personally to get back up again? There was a lot of hurt from last year.
Oh, it's massive hurt, you know. To be fair, you've got to give credit to them boys in there. They've been there all year with us, you know. We've had a lot of challenges throughout the year as well. So, but look, I'm just delighted to be back up the steps. Means everything. All right.
Thanks very much, Conor. I'm joined by Niall O'Donnell. Niall, suppose, how do you feel after that one? Big performance there by Eunice. They had to dig it out.
Yeah, we had to dig it out, but like, you always have to dig out a county final. I don't think any county finals are ever handed out easy. It was probably tougher than what we would have liked coming down the last stretch, you know what I mean, with the penalty and everything like that. We had a decent second half, very, very poor first half, but obviously, look, the penalty was a massive call at the time and there wasn't long left, but we responded very well, and that's what we've trained for all year, you know what I mean, to manage yourself in them situations when things don't go your way and try to pick yourself up. And I feel like we've done that probably all year, really, and that's why we're probably the champions now.
Suppose now you had to compose yourself, because it was a wee bit frustrating in there in the first opening half, and you found it hard to get scores.
Yeah, big time. In the full forward line, there was balls coming in left, right and centre, like, but it was they were hard to kind of make something off, to be honest with you. So look, the second half we changed things a wee bit, we ran the ball a wee bit more rather than the kick pass option, which wasn't happening. So look, obviously to get over the line first time since 2021, look, we're delighted. And as I said, St. Eunan's a big club, but a small club in many ways, you know what I mean, with the people that are involved and the group we have here today.
Another county title for yourself, what does it mean, Niall?
That means everything. Like, to obviously win with Donegal this year, and obviously to win with your club, it's unbelievable. Like, when you grow up as a child, you want to win with your county, you want to win with your club. So obviously to win today, look, it's an unbelievable moment again.
Congratulations, Niall.